It was underwater. Brand new automobile. I said, man, I said, man, I could have cried.
What automobile was it?
A 60-pound Ford. The same, the only, it was a sports car. In other words, I had bucket seats and all. It was my own use, you see, but the city used to pay you so much to use the car. And there I am, I got this, man, I cried. And you know, I still got the day. So they looked in the, how much they were going to give me, damage. So they looked in the blue book, $1,900. I said, man, look, I paid 40 some more. I want $4,500 for the automobile. So my boss told me, he said, Marty, look, take the check, bring the car over to the garage. He said, they'll fix it just like it's brand new. He said, I doubt the water got into the engine. Well, I went over there the next day, man, they had 8 mechanics on that car. They had the car turned upside down. They had the motor completely out. Man, my car was just like a brand new, so I got the $1,880. And I got the damn check on me, and I know, you know, I got the stuff. I just want to let you see how they do you. There was an automobile was only 3 months old when the hurricane hit, and they going by the blue book on you. Now, you know that wasn't right. The least they could have done was go beat me halfway. But I didn't, I kept the automobile for about 3 years, and then I traded in for this Cutlass that I got. But when I got hurt on a job, I took the disability pension. As a matter of fact, I couldn't hardly walk anymore. So they paid off with a Cutlass, and well, that was all right. But I tell you, I wish I'd have been still working yet, but that was one of the jobs. I tell you, I never want to see another hurricane as long as I live. Not if it has to be that way. Because we were looking at people floating out of these, we'd open a door and a body would float out. And you'd have to tie a rope around a leg and, you know, and leave them until the coroner or somebody come along. I mean, it was really terrible, man, believe me. And then that was some of the people that wouldn't come out of those homes. And then the worst part was yet to come. We had to go back down there 2 days later, and it was still underwater. And go in all these homes and check them out with all these deep freezers and refrigerators and get all that stuff out of there. Because we was working, we had to go back here to the house of detention and get prisoners and work them. And you ought to see the food that was wasted. And God, well, they give you a shot. You see, they had the National Guards out there giving a shot on account of, you know, catching all kind of disease. And they had these deep freezers full of fish, hams. You mentioned they had all the food in the world just went to waste. So we had to throw in these big containers and put them in the truck and get it out of there. And the mud was in these people's houses that hard. And that went on. They was working us 18 hours a day. And we're dead on our feet. So I told my boss, I said, man, like, I put 2 weeks down there. I said, man, please, get me away from here. I said, I don't want to see the money. He said, okay. He said, how about going? And, well, all your streets were still cluttered up with fallen trees and all. So that's what we had to do there, go clean up all the trees. I ain't seen so many trees in all my life. We had all these power saws and they had a chore of stuff on a truck, and then the federal government sent in a lot of equipment down here. Well, that kind of helped us out a lot.